Maury Puth on Mix 97 at 7:55. Temperature's going to drop to 4 this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 2. Tomorrow, sun, cloud, and breezy high 7. It is 9 right now at the mix. Dr. Julie Galthorpe today addressing neglecting your children, distracted parenting, and what can we do to work on that skill set for parents?
You know, well, for simplicity's sake, let's think of it like a game of tennis, you know, where interactions build connection between the players, so the child and the parent, and then on a greater level, this is where it's really important, the child and the world in which they live. So the way that you interact with your child creates a lens in how they're going to approach the world. So that's very important. And the thing is, you know, people who are distracted, it's not, they don't fall into the category of necessarily being neglectful, right? But you are being neglectful in that moment if you're not responding to your child. So think about those daily distractions and how they get in the way of you building that connection with your child. So if you're distracted by your own relationships, and this is one that I see quite frequently where, you know, it's like competing interests happening, right? People are trying to build adult relationships, but also you have to think about how that's going to affect the children in those relationships as well.
It's funny, man. Whenever a girlfriend of mine is in Alberta, and every time she goes to her daughter's figure skating, Highland dancing, all of that, and I always get her Facebook Live notifications when her daughter's practicing or at a competition, she'll be like Facebook Living it so that all of her friends and family members and that like can see it and taking photographs and taking video and really kind of like
living in the now. Then,
living in the now, but allowing others to sort of be involved in it too as well. So I think that sometimes social media can be a good thing to be there for your kids, you know, but.
Well, I think it's a good thing to be there for your kids, but your kid isn't necessarily feeling that connection with you, right? And that's the piece that needs to happen, you know? So because as kids, it's easier to deal with it now. So from 0 to 7, when they're more able to absorb information and they create those habits about how to interact with the world and interact with others. So it's important that that's happening now because take it from me, you know, people who have had to wait until they're adults to try and learn new habits, it's much more difficult for them.
Good conversation today. We want to get this in to end the show on this survey I came across from Finland. Women are more likely to view daughters as good. Women will invest more money in them than their sons. Dad more likely to label their sons good. Girls on average outperform boys in school. So would you buy into that? You're a mom, you have a son or a daughter. Do you like Sophie more than the young lad?
No. You know, I think that I think that there's a few things in that study that make sense. Certainly we've heard the one about girls outperforming boys in school.
Yeah, that's
right?
A gimme.
And, you know, again, there's reasons for that have also been identified. In terms of liking one child more than the other or spending more on one child than the other, well, apparently that's what that research is saying. You know, I think we can all reflect on it. I don't think that's necessarily, you know.
Alana, what do you think? You got two boys and a girl? Not putting you on the spot, but how would you have responded to this survey?
I don't know. I mean, I think you love your children all equally, but because your kids are all different and you're different, you mm-hmm. have different relationships with your children,
yeah.
Right? Like, so some of, naturally, you know, you might butt heads with one kid more than another because because you are so similar to that kid or for whatever reason, but it doesn't mean you love them less than the other kids or, you know, you have certain vested interests, you know, with one child where you're just really into the same thing. Not so much with the others. Doesn't mean you love them less.
Yeah, no, you love them equally. And each of the kids, I mean, if you have two and one of each, they just bring different things to the table, right?
Yeah.
Some kids are going to take more work, though, than the others. Especially, you hear of oftentimes mothers and daughters butting heads.
Yeah, I was actually surprised by this survey because I actually would have thought it would have been the other way around, that sort of connection to the child of the opposite
sex.
Mom
with the boy.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, you know, for when we look at male-female role modeling, you know, clearly that the parent, the same-sex parent is the role model. But we do hear a lot about, you know, dads kind of taking a real active role with daughters and moms doing the same with sons.
Daddy's girl.
Yeah, I've heard that statement before, right? I think it's about where that attention is placed. And again, I think it's what Alana said, where attention can be given in different ways by the parents. I was just laughing, though, as...
Your daughter sent you a message. Yes. What did she say?
Well, when you asked me that question about, do I favor one child or love one child more than the other, she sent me a text that says, that was a hard no, LOL.
But your children are so different. Like your son and daughter are different. So you're going to have, and depending on your interest, you're going to have more gravitational pull to one or the other in some areas. And that doesn't make it bad thing.
No, it's about trying to balance it out. And then the key there that you said, Orlena, is that you have to recognize those differences and connect based on who they are,
right,
not who you want them to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, Sean. Oh, nothing. I was just saying. Yes, Sean.
Why am I, example for you and your practice now, Galthorpe?
You're a leading example.
Yeah. Thanks, Julie. Right. Good conversation today. Alana, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Take it away.
Now, another update from Quincy's most authoritative news center, Mix 97.